Do you see how he has praised this concept by presenting Christ in the form of a petitioner? Actually, not only Christ, but also the Father? Here's what he's saying. The Father sent the Son to plead and to be his representative to humanity. When the Son was killed and departed, we took over the mission. We are pleading on behalf of him and the Father. He values humanity so greatly that he sacrificed his Son, knowing he would be killed, and made us apostles for your benefit. Therefore, it is reasonable when he said, "All things are for your benefit." We are representatives for Christ, that is, in place of Christ. We have assumed his duties. But if you think this is significant, listen to what follows where he reveals that they do this not only in place of him, but also for the Father. That's why he also added, "as if God were pleading through us." It's not only the Son that he pleads through, but also us, who have taken over the Son's role. So don't assume, he says, that you are being pleaded through us. Both Christ himself and Christ's Father are pleading through us to you. What can match this magnitude of kindness? He was offended, he who had bestowed countless blessings. After being offended, he not only did not demand justice, but also gave his Son so that we might be reconciled. The ones who received him did not reconcile, but even killed him. Again, he sent other representatives to plead, and even when these representatives are sent, it is himself that pleads. And what does he plead? Reconcile with God. He didn't say, "Reconcile God to yourselves," because it is not God who is hostile, but you. God is never hostile. While passionately arguing his case, like a representative on his mission, he says,